Tony Sertich is the Iron Range Resources Rehabilitation Board Commissioner, and he joins us periodically to talk about what's going on at the IRRB. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, sir, if I didn't have all this snow on the ground, I'd do better, but that's just me being cranky.
I hear you.
You're right. Okay, now this seems like a big change, new board composition. So what's the same and what's different about what the legislature did?
Sure. The legislature passed a law because after redistricting, after the last census, we could not, the IRRB board could not be appointed and comply with the existing state law. And a lot of that had to do with the change of legislative districts across our service area. And just to remind listeners, our service area runs from down in Crosby, Ironton, up across the Iron Range, and up the shore. And so the legislature now passed a law that said that if you have one-third of your legislative district in our service area, you're automatically on the board. In past years, a legislative leader selected who sat on the IRRB on the board itself, and that really made the decisions happen in St. Paul instead of the people who actually represented the area on the board. And then about 10 years ago, there were three non-elected legislative appointments to the board, and the legislators decided to do away with those appointments. And what they told me, it was for the very same reason. Those appointed positions were appointed by folks from outside the area, and they weren't accountable to the people of the area. And when you have elected officials on the board, they're directly accountable to the citizens and the spending of the taxpayer dollars in our region.
Well, this change held you up for a while the legislature was doing this. Are things back to doing business at the IRRB?
Yes, and that's the good news. We could not have a board meeting. We couldn't do any projects or deals without a board, because they are the check and balance to myself, the commissioner, and our agency. And so the good news is the legislature acted very quickly and got these changes adopted, and we're moving ahead. Well, and for your listeners on the shore, Senator Bach and Representative Dill still on the board, and that's a good thing.
Now, yeah, I spoke with both Representative Dill and Tom Bach last week, and Senator Bach said that the composition of the board is is there four senators and five House members, or vice versa?
That is correct. Five House members, four senators, nine members of the board.
Okay.
And our board number has changed through the years. We've been around 73 years. We've had as few as four or five on the board in the early years, and as large as 13. So this is right in the middle of that.
Well, Senator Bach said that there was some concern in the legislature that the citizen board members that position had become kind of a repository for retired legislators, and they didn't think that was such a good idea or necessarily fair to the region. So right now, who makes up the board right now besides Senator Bach and Representative Dill?
It is those legislators who have 30% of their district in our service area, and so and you're putting me to the test here to remember all my good friends here on the board. Senator Bach, Representative Dill. It's Senator Tomasoni from Chisholm, Representative Moline from Hibbing, Representative Metza from Virginia, Representative Anzels from Balsam Township, Senator Saxog from Grand Rapids, Representative Radinovich, who's a first-term legislator from down in the Crosby-Ironton area. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of walking through here. I think I got close there.
I think you did. Right.
Okay.
So there was, at one time, I thought, talk about including legislators from outside of the area. That didn't go anywhere. Or maybe I got that wrong. I can't remember.
It did not. There's actually one more member to make out nine. And the law said that the majority leader in the Senate can select that final member. Mm-hmm. And that decision's up to Senator Bach. He has yet to make that decision, and he'll do so shortly. We don't need that ninth member to have board meetings,
right?
So we're good to go.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're back in business. I think all of us who are the recipients of IRRB actions are glad that it's staying in the area that where the iron mining industry actually exists, in part, although we don't have any mines here in Cook County. We do have other activities. It just seems only right. Did you breathe a sigh of relief, and did you spend a lot of time down there? in the legislature?
I had to spend a little bit of time testifying in front of committees on the impact, and you hit the nail on the head, and that's really the important factor. Is I believe misclassified as a state agency. Our agency only serves a certain portion of northeastern Minnesota, not the entire state. We're headquartered up in Eveleth, so we're the only state agency headquartered in rural Minnesota. And our tax dollars aren't state tax dollars. They're local dollars the mining companies pay to local communities instead of property taxes. And so I went down there. I tried to explain this to many of the new legislators and the need to make sure that the board was made up of individuals who have a vested interest in northeastern Minnesota. And those are the elected officials who represent northeastern Minnesota. And so thankfully we're done with that. We're moving on, and we can talk about some other great things, too.
Well, let's do that. What else has been occupying your time?
Well, we've seen a large turnover in our local communities as far as city administrators, new mayors, elected officials in the past few years. And so just today, we're hosting a grant writing workshop. So often our funding at our agency is partnered with funding from the State Department of Economic Development, the USDA with federal dollars, or other dollars. And we wanted to make sure that our communities are getting their best bang for their buck. And so we're inviting in a lot of our major funders up to our region today to host a grant training workshop for all our communities to make sure that they're not just getting money from the IRRB, they're leveraging that with other outside dollars. And so that's going to be a great opportunity once again for us to help out our local communities and partnering moving forward.
Very good. Well, we've been speaking with IRRB Commissioner Tony Sertich, as we do every so often. And we will talk with you again and maybe get even a report on how that grant writing session went. Thank you so much for joining us, and glad the board straightened out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.